Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News.
I know that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the nation and school children from around the country watch from classroom TVs.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Good roll program confirmed. Challenger now heading downrange. Engines at 65%. Three engines running normally. Three good fuel cells. Three good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles. Downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Engines throttling up. Three engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
1 minute 15 seconds. Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles. Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink. We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster was a fatal incident in the United States space program that occurred on this day in 1986 when the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds into its 10th mission, killing all seven crew members on board. Afterward, the space program was grounded for 3 years. The Rogers Commission report found that the Challenger accident was caused by a failure in the O-rings brought on by cold temperatures at the time of launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning at 11:06. It is 28 degrees in Flemington, and the wind is starting to pick up. The forecast for today is slight sunny, blustery, with highs in the low 30s. Northwest winds around 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear in the evening, becoming partly cloudy. Lows around 14. Gusts up to 35 miles an hour. And Friday is going to be sunny with lows, highs in the lower 20s. Tomorrow night, cold with lows in around 12. Saturday, the same thing. Sunday, it's going to warm up a little bit to the 30s, and then there'll be a 40% chance of snow. And Monday, it looks like a storm might be rolling in for the beginning of the work week.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
science, which a general must use, with stratagems and strategies, statistical analyses, to know how many soldiers he's prepared to lose. Now, gentlemen, this is the plan for tomorrow's skirmish. The army of the enemy is stationed on the hill, so we've got to draw them down here where they're easier to kill. So you in the ravine, that's the area in green, we'll move across the plain where you plainly can be seen. Then the enemy in blue will undoubtedly pursue, and we'll hope to keep your losses to comparatively few. And gentlemen,
and then the men go marching out into the fray, conquering the enemy and carrying the day. Hark, the blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilations, we can hear a great fall nation's
cheer. Men, sit down immediately. Now, where was I?
Never be too cautious or casualty averse. I'm certain the majority of blood that you will spatter will be there to just the minimum of damage that's collateral. But win or for success, we must always pay a price. That's why for my success, you must sacrifice. And then...
And then...
And gentlemen,
and then the men go marching out into the fray.
Come in.
Sorry, Father.
Well, now time is short. I'll have to speed the whole damn thing up.
Listen to me, men, as I endeavor to explain what separates a charlatan from a Charlemagne. A rule known to generals, illustrious and various. The Pompous is a Pompey, a Daring is a Darius. A little rule that every leader knows by heart. It's smarter to be lucky than it's lucky to be smart. And then, now, Pippin, now!
And then the men go marching out into the fray, conquering the enemy and winning the day. The blood is pumping in our ears,
And I just realized I've done the whole first 15 minutes of the show without the microphone on. And boy, did you miss some good stuff. So I'm going to do the commercials, recombobulate, and then start again.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
War is a science which a general must use, with stratagems and strategies, statistical analyses, to know how many soldiers he's prepared to lose.
Good morning, and welcome to the Library Show, Take 2. I'm Jennifer Winberry, Deputy Director at the Hunterdon County Library. I will be here every Thursday morning on Hunterdon Chamber Radio at 11 o'clock or 11:15 to catch you up on all the goings-on at the Hunterdon County Library. So spend an hour with me to hear the latest about library services, materials, as well as book reviews, author interviews, and much more. So I did a really nice piece on Pippin, but as in the song Charlemagne, the father says, Pippin keeps interrupting him. Now I'm going to have to speed the whole thing up. Sorry about the few minutes of dead silence. So Pippin is a 1972 musical with lyrics and music by Stephen Schwartz and a book by Roger Herson. Bob Fosse, who directed the musical production, also contributed to libretto. It's a premise of a mysterious performance troupe led by an unnamed leading player to tell the story of Pippin, a young prince on his search for meaning and significance. The protagonist Pippin and his father Charlemagne are characters derived from two real-life individuals in the early Middle Ages. And the impetus for the song was the fact that today's the anniversary of Charlemagne's death from 814. Charlemagne was the first Holy Roman Emperor. And he brings about the accession of his son, Louis the Pious, as ruler of the Frankish Empire. Charlemagne's...
Well, now time is short. I'll have to speed the whole damn thing up.
Here I go. Charlemagne's cause of death is listed as pleurisy, water on the lungs, sort of fluid on the lungs. And this reminded me of the Glass Menagerie. So as I said earlier, when nobody could hear me, today's show is all about today in history and bringing it back to music and the library. The Glass Menagerie is a Tennessee Williams play. In it, a son longs to escape from his stifling home, where his genteel, overbearing mother worries about the future prospects of his lame, shy sister, because, of course, it is set in the South. So she is genteel and overbearing. And the daughter thinks she has a disease called blue roses when actually it is pleurisy. The version that we have on Canopy, which is available through the Hunterdon County Library streaming live, hclibrary.us, click on the icon on the right-hand side of the screen. We have the 1987 version. which was made by Paul Newman, and it features Joanne Woodward and John Malkovich and Karen Allen. And Joanne Woodward, of course, being Paul Newman's wife. And then the other thing about Pippin, and it was very Carl Jung's theory of synchronicity. The other thing about Pippin was I just finished a book on Friday night, Mary Jane by Jessica Anya Blau. It's coming out in May. I was sent an early copy by my pals at HarperCollins Library Love Fest. It's a funny, wise, tender novel about a 14-year-old girl's coming of age in 1970s Baltimore. She's Mary Jane. Caught between her straight-laced family and the progressive family she nannies for, who happened to be secretly hiding a famous rock star and his movie star wife for the summer. And Mary Jane and her mother belong to a Broadway show Tune of the Month, and the first title they mention in the movie, in the book, is Pippin. So it's a fantabulous book. I will talk about it many, many times before it comes out in May. But it was just everything sort of lined right up. So again, this is the library show. I'm Jennifer Winberry. No, it's not the library show. It's at the library. And this is Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So the next event in today in history that caught my eye was today was the first day that Elvis was on television. He was on in America. He was on the Dorsey Brothers stage show January 28th, 1956. Dave Marsh, one of Elvis's biographers, writes, in his first appearance on the Dorsey Brothers TV show, the young singer rocked the world. And the Shake, Rattle, and Roll is a recording from 1956, and it's credited with the first song that Elvis sang on TV. Any of you with young children may curse this day. 1958, the Lego company patents the design of its Lego bricks, which is still compatible with the bricks that are produced today, and anyone who has ever stepped on a Lego with bare feet is not happy. But Legos is when we were open at the library and had encouraged people to stay and do different crafts, we had a Lego table at each of the three libraries, headquarters, North County and South County Branch Library, where children could come in and construct their own Legos. At the beginning of pandemic, we had do a Lego creation and send us a picture, and we posted these Lego creations on our website. So we hope to have those features coming back to libraries in the future. But on the subject of arts and crafts STEM things, a new database the library offers, which is free with your library card, is Creative Bug. It is your go-to resource for all high-quality, on-trend arts and crafts, instructional videos on drawing, painting, sewing, knitting, craft, crochet, quilting, baking, and more. All the classes are taught by experts, with new classes added daily. It delivers expert instruction and inspiration straight to your favorite device so you can learn at your own pace. So you would just start at hclibrary.us, click on our electronic resources page, click on Creative Bug, and create an account using your library card. And this week it is the featured database on our Facebook page. And you will learn, there's some links to learning how to decorating cakes with buttercream icing in a four-part Wilton masterclass. That was posted yesterday. Today, and the first steps to learning calligraphy is getting familiar with your tools and material. In part one, Maybell introduces you to the inks, pens, and papers you will need to get started. And again, we have posted that link to that page. And then on Friday, in this colorful class, the wedding experts at 101 Layer Cake will demonstrate how to make perfect bouquets with the help of Emily from Shotgun Floral. So keep your eye on our Facebook page for that and so many more posts about all the new and upcoming things at the library. Okay, the next thing I noticed about today is today in 1985, the supergroup USA for Africa, United Support of Artists for Africa, records the single hit We Are the World to help raise funds for the Ethiopian family. It was not released today, but it was recorded today. It's a charity single originally recorded. It was written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie and produced by Quincy Jones and Michael Omartian. And that is Stevie Wonder right now. With sales in excess of 20 million copies, it is the 8th best-selling physical single of all time. It follows Band-Aid's 1984, Do They Know It's Christmas Project from the UK. The idea came from activist Harry Belafonte, who with fundraiser Ken Cragen was instrumental in bringing the vision to life. Several musicians were contacted by the pair before Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie were assigned the task of writing the song. They completed it 7 weeks after Do They Know It's Christmas was released. The first recording session was January 21st. But according to Wikipedia, today was the day the final recording was pressed. It was released on March 7th, 1985 as the first single from the album by Columbia Records. It's the first single to be certified multi-platinum, and it received quadruple platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. So now we have some birthdays from today that circle back to the library. And this first one circles back in quite a few ways. It is the anniversary of Colette's birth today, 1873. She's a French novelist and a journal. Colette was really her last name, but she was mononymously known as Colette. Sidonie Gabrielle was her first name. She was born in 1873. She died on August 3rd, 1954. She was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1948. And she is best remembered, she was also known as a mime, an actress, and a journalist. She is best remembered for her novella Gigi, which was the basis for the 1958 film and the 1973 stage adaptation. And you're hearing some musical clips from the musical starring Vanessa Hudgens, Corey Cott, and Victoria Clark. In 1951, when it was adapted for stage, Colette personally picked the yet unknown Audrey Hepburn on first sight to play the title role. It opened on Broadway at the Fulton Theater on November 24th, 1951, and it ran for 219 performances. Hepburn's Broadway debut earned her a Theater World Award. The 1958 musical starring Leslie Caron in the title role was a screenplay by Alan Lerner. The score by Alan Lerner and Frederick Lowe. It won the Academy Award for Best Picture. And the adopted film, they adapted the film for an expurgated 1973 musical, which proved to be unsuccessful, but it was revived in 2015. And there's even more about Colette at the library. In 2017, Wash Westmoreland did a film starring Dennis Goh, Dominic West, and Keira Knightley, a biography of Colette. It was nominated for the Best Screenplay at the Film Independent Spirit Awards, an official selection at the Sundance Film Festival. After marrying a successful Parisian writer, commonly known as Willy, Colette is transplanted from her childhood home in rural France to the intellectual and artistic splendor of Paris. Soon after, Willy convinces her to ghostwrite for him. She pens a semi-autographical biography about a witty and brazen country girl named Claudine, sparking a bestseller and cultural sensation. After its success, Colette and Willie become the talk of Paris, and their adventures inspire additional Claudine novels. Colette's fight over creative ownership and gender roles drives her to overcome societal constraints, revolutionizing literature, fashion, and sexual expression. And guess what? Colette is also available on Canopy on the library's website, hclibrary.us. So it is 11:30, and I think I've sped things up more than enough. Again, I apologize for the first 15 minutes. It happens to me a lot. A quick look at your weather. The next 3 days are going to be excessively cold with high winds. Tonight and tomorrow night, the forecast is in the teens. And I can't see the weather any longer. It's going to warm up a little bit on Saturday and a little more on Sunday before the impending snow Sunday night into Monday, which may possibly turn to rain depending on the forecast. So it's 11:31. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and this is At the Library. And I'm taking a tour of today in history with some musical side notes and some stops at the library along the way. Another birthday today is David Lodge. He is a British critic and is an English author and a literary critic. He was a professor at the University of Birmingham until 1897, and he satirized academic life in the Campus Trilogy. He writes television and screenplays, and since retiring, he writes a lot of literary criticism. He's kind of sardonic in a way, and I don't know. One of his most famous books is The Art of Fiction in 1992. It's still published, and it's in the practice of writing in 97. Writers still use them. He did The Language of Fiction in 1966. He adapted Martin Chuzzlewit for TV in 1994. I want to say he's little known, but he's not terribly little known. He's an underappreciated literary critic. And we've got a lot of his books at the library. So I would definitely, seek him out and take a look for David, Lodge, and wish him a happy birthday today. 1912, Jackson Pollock was also born today, the American painter. He died in 1954. He was an abstract painter and a major figure in that movement. He was widely known for pouring or splashing liquid household paint onto a horizontal surface in a drip technique, enabling him to view and paint from all angles. It's called all-over painting. He was reclusive, and he struggled with alcohol most of his life. In 1945, he married the artist Lee Krasner, and there was a biography with Lee Krasner, a group biography a few years ago. Just escaping me. It was a bright yellow cover. There's also one by Gail Levine, which is considered the industry standard. Oh gosh, it's going to bother me now that I cannot remember it. I was certain I would remember it. Oh, here it is, Ninth Street Women. It's a biography of Lee Krasner, Elaine de Kooning, Grace Harting, Joni Mitchell, and Helen Frankenthaler, five painters in the American movement that changed modern life. by Mary Gabriel. It's almost 1,000 pages long, but it talks about the wives of famous artists who were actually artists in their own right, and how these women became came to light. So today is also Jackson Pollock's birthday. And then finally, in 1936, a man who needs no introduction when you hear this music, Alan Alda, was born. He was born Alfonso Joseph de Abruzzo. He's an American actor. He's a six-time Emmy Award and Golden Globe Award winner. He's probably most famous for playing Hawkeye Pierce in the television series MASH for 11 years. He's had recurring roles on television programs such as The West Wing, 30 Rock. He was in Same Time Next Year with Ellen Burstyn, about a couple who met every year at the same time for an affair, and it was limited to one day. He's also a noted director. He made his directorial debut in the film Four Seasons, which he played in opposite Carol Burnett. He's known for his performances in Woody Allen's dramedy, Crimes and Misdemeanors, David O. Russell's Flirting with Disasters, Steven Spielberg's Bridge of Spies in 2015. And he was nominated for Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Martin Scorsese's Hollywood epic, The Aviator. He has received three Tony Award nominations for his performances in the 1967 The Apple Tree, 1992 Jake's Women, and Glengarry Glen Ross in 2005. In 2019, he received the Screen Actors Guild Lifetime Achievement Awards, and he is the son of Robert Alda. So that's what I got for today in history, a little trip through the library, and through some of our resources. So as I've been talking about since the first show on January 14th, on January 11th, the Hunterdon County Library joined the Maine Consortium, which is a northern New Jersey consortium, shared services of 49 public libraries. And we're really getting our feet under us. Our patrons are getting used to it. Our staff is getting used to it. We have, you can request books if you go to mainlib.org, or if you can search from our library, just the catalog, and it searches all 49 libraries at one time. And if you see a book you want and you want to request it, say you see Untamed by Glennon Doyle and there aren't any copies in, you can just go to Maine and click on Place a Hold, and then we will get the copy here to you from someplace. Turnaround time can take a week. Sometimes it doesn't. Last week we got books delivered fast and furiously from books that were already on hold. They are delivered through a library's courier service. We get deliveries 5 days a week, but not all these libraries do. So, and I have successfully gotten 7 books from different libraries. I've gotten from Whippanong mostly, and I got one from Bernardsville Library today. So definitely check that out. There's some great resources. There's an app that we are working through as we speak, which will allow you to see what you have checked out, manage your holds, and things like that. And we're slowly getting up all these links on our website. From the main website, there is a location page with an A to Z list, and the Hunterdon County Library lists are on there. They're alphabetical, except they're sort of indented. All the Hunterdon County Libraries, there's Hunterdon County Library headquarters, and then the rest are indented and listed under there, just to sort of put the group the libraries together, so that people, until people get used to them, and since we are part of a system. The hours are all listed, The nice feature of this is the current day's hours appear at the top. But a lot of the libraries are closed for Reddington, Three Bridges, and Frenchtown are closed for browsing. They are open only for curbside. So it's always a good idea to call the library before you drive over to them. You can also search by location. If you're working someplace in North Jersey, you can type in, say you work in Booton, you can type in Booton and search, and it will tell you that within 10 miles, there's a lot of libraries within 10 miles of Booton. It comes up on Google Maps. You get the Booton Holmes Public Library in Booton, Mountain Lakes Library. And then from this screen, you can click on the library and get a whole lot of detail. It'll tell you that Booton's closed from January 23rd to 23rd. They're going to reopen for curbside January 25th with limited hours. They have Wi-Fi. They have curbless pickup. If they were open, they have PC computers, printing, faxing, copying, e-readers available, and scanning documents. But these days, it's always good to check your library before you go. Last week, I talked a lot about the Bernards Township Library, which is part of Maine. And today, I want to talk about the Bernardsville Library, which joined Maine on the same day that we did, January 11th. They will be closing early this Saturday, January 3rd, but they're only going to open at 2 o'clock, but their virtual program will still be held at 2 p.m. The library will resume regular hours on Sunday. On their website, a little pop-up pops up, bernardsvillelibrary.org. It gives their hours, their services, their limited capacity. Children under the age of 15 may not be in the library unless under constant supervision. They have grab-and-go where you can reserve books, DVDs, audiobooks, and more in advance and pick them up quickly inside the front door. The bookshops are open, and due dates and fines are in effect, and the meeting rooms are closed due to the pandemic. The Bernardsville Library is located at 1 Anderson Hall Road in Bernardsville, New Jersey. If you head up 202 and turn left at Mount Airy Road, it's just up a little further on the right-hand side. And it's a beautiful new building. Their original building was up a little further on the left on on 202, and it's said to be haunted. So they have a really good local history collection. Bernardsville serves the borough of Bernardsville. And it's got, in times when you can, I feel badly talking about these libraries that you really can't go visit too much. But they have a lovely atrium, a lovely place where you can sit in usual times. The library is open and airy. They have a 50-book reading challenge this year. Read 50 books in 52 weeks, and if you help set goals. Oh, but that doesn't look like it has been renewed. It was in 2020. It doesn't seem to have been renewed in 2021. But again, you can click through the virtual programming. They have meditation online. They have kids page. They have a about Bernards Township, Bernardsville Borough. You can click up for Bernardsville sites, community groups. So that's the Bernardsville Library, and I would definitely recommend once COVID restrictions are lifted that you visit some of these main libraries. But in the meantime, if you see something on their website, definitely request it, and we will bring it to you. So I'm going to go to the last commercial break, and we'll be right back with At Your Library.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Good morning. It's 11:47, and this is at the library. I'm Jennifer Winberry on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Jim Gano will be following me, as he always followed the library show, but with his show Taking Care of Business, but he will not be in until 1 o'clock. So be sure to tune back in. So one of another change coming tomorrow to the Hunterdon County Library's resources is our Zinio RB Digital magazine subscription. Is moving to Libby, which is the reading app from Overdrive that many of you are very familiar with. So today you can still download magazines from RB Digital, but starting tomorrow you will need to go to Overdrive and do that. They're moving Overdrive Acquired, RB Digital, and then you'll just be able to check them out using the Libby app. Everything will be in one place, all your downloadable audiobooks, all your downloadable ebooks, and now your magazines. And then Libby is the app that you can get from the App Store or Google Play. If you go to hclibrary.us, you can click over to Overdrive or Libby, and then it will walk you through it. But when you get to Overdrive, you'll see we have some curated collections, Reading with the Stars, Celebrity Memoirs and Biographies. And right now it looks a lot like a lot of them are available for checkout right away. Val Kilmer, I'm Your Huckleberry, The Princess Diarist, Carrie Fisher, Howard Stern Comes Again, Muhammad Ali, Troublemaker, Leah Remini. If you scroll down, there's The Year of You, Dare to Lead, The Low Food Map Diet, Keto Reset Diet. We have new ebooks. They are all currently checked out and a waiting list. There's 28 Summers by Ellen Hildebrand, Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng, The Giver of Stars, Jojo Moyes, The Vanishing Half by Brett Benton, The Guest List by Lucy Folly. And again, you can place a hold on these. When you go to place a hold, you just sign in with your library card number and your PIN, and then they will tell you how long the wait is. And we do try to buy multiple copies for titles for which there are long hold lists. So do check that out. They're available day and night. So if you don't want to go out or having trouble sleeping, just log on. I see Underland by Robert McFarlane. It was a New York Times notable bestseller from 2019. That's available. It's a deep time journey. It explores the Earth's underworlds as they exist in myth, literature, memory, and the land itself. And Robert McFarlane is a marvelous nature writer. So you could check that out right now. Coming up next week, I'm going to, if all goes well, have the executive director of Maine, Philip Berg, in studio with me. And he's going to, he'll tell a little bit about the history of Maine, how he managed to convince us to join in, which actually it's been a very good thing. So tune in next week to hear about that. And then I've been working with, it started with Aaron Lovett from Norton, W.W. Norton. I want to shout out to my library marketing contact, Golda from Norton, who sends me everything I could possibly want to read. Erin works in the publicity department, and she's reached out to me time to time for doing author interviews. She set up an interview with the best-selling author Ann Hood for me few years ago. I was very excited about that. And we're going to set up some more interviews coming up. And I am scheduling one, and I don't, I've lost the email, rats, for World on the Wing for early, and The Life She Wished to Live, which is the biography of Margaret Kenyon Rawlings by Anne McCutcheon. She's the author of The Yearling. It comes out April 27th, and I'm working on setting up an interview with her for the end of April, beginning of May. There hasn't been a new biography of Marjorie Kenyon Rawlings in over 25 years. So, and I love biographies of authors, so I'm really excited to talk to Anne McCutcheon. Who is now currently living down south. So I will be talking with her. I'm also trying to set up an interview with the author of Golden Flea. If anyone has ever been to the Chelsea Flea Market, you will know the Golden Flea Market. Michael Ripp tells the story of the Chelsea Flea Market. It sprawls over several blocks and within an old garage on the west side of Manhattan. It's crammed with booths, vintage dressers, rare books, ancient swords, glass eyes, Afghan rugs, West African fetish dolls, old master paintings. I can tell you I've spent many weekends there in the past. The book did come out, unfortunately, in April 2020, and a lot of books got lost during that time. The reprint is coming out later this year, so I'm really anxious to have him on and have a talk with him and just talk about what attracted him to the flea market, what hear his experiences at the flea market, what he might have found, what he finds fascinating about the business. Joan Didion and Susan Orlean of Orchid Thief fame gave two really great quotes for this book. So that's going to be coming up. I'm also looking to the five Wounds by Kristen Valdez Quaid. She's a National Book Critics Book Circle 5 Under 5 winner. Darlene Dreilinger's The Secret History of Home Economics, which just that fascinates me, being a former 4-H member. But just the science that she talks about in her book, it's not just doing lopsided skirts or fallen cakes in school, but it's a science, a revolutionary science of better living. And this traces the history from black colleges to Ellen Roosevelt in Okinawa, from Betty Crocker to all the DIY techies. You know, the Food Network and DIY TV grew out of the history of home economics. These women were chemists, marketers. They studied nutrition, health, exercise. They tested parachutes, created astronaut food. So look for these interviews coming up. They will be advertised on our library's Facebook page coming up in the upcoming weeks. And don't be sure not to miss Philip Berg next week at 11 o'clock, and I will make sure I have all the microphones on so you can hear all of his great wisdom and learn more about Maine, because truly it has been a huge undertaking, one we've really enjoyed, and we're getting a lot of books to our patrons, and I think everyone's finally settling in and learning a lot of things about it. So that's about it for me today. I beg your indulgence for the first 15 minutes. It happens all too often to me. I'm going to bring a big post-it note next week. Turn on volume. So thank you for listening. Remember, come back at 1 o'clock to hear Jim Gonneau taking care of business on 100 and Chamber Radio. And until next week, remember, wherever you are, you can call, log in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Biden administration is set to ban new leases on oil and gas drilling on federal lands and waters for 1 year. The American Petroleum Institute projects 1 million job losses could occur by 2022. Currently, the gas and oil industry provides 10.3 million jobs in the United States, with workers making an average salary of $101,000 a year. The Biden administration says job losses that occur in the oil and gas industry will be made up by those created in renewable energy. John Kerry, who serves as the presidential envoy for climate, told petroleum workers that they can be the people to go make solar panels. At roughly $35,500 a year, that would be a $66,000 a year pay cut. Actress Cloris Leachman has died in her Encinitas, California home Tuesday of natural causes. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A suspect accused of shooting and injuring a Harris County Sheriff's deputy has been captured. 37-year-old Moises Martinez, who was identified as the primary suspect on Tuesday, was detained following a four-hour manhunt in North Harris County. Martinez reportedly had two felony warrants out for him. According to court records, one of Martinez's warrants dates back to October of 2020, when he was taken into custody after a five-hour standoff. Records state the standoff started when Martinez's mom accused him of robbing her. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was ridiculed for blaming COVID-19 deaths on incompetent government, without mentioning his own administration's controversial nursing home policy that's been accused of leading up to more than 8,700 senior deaths. During a Tuesday appearance on MSNBC, Cuomo put all the blame on President Trump's mishandling of the pandemic. If you have friends who reference Mercury retrograde, it is a thing, and you can learn more about it on the Farmer's Almanac website. Mercury retrograde starts back up on January 30th. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The National Football League announced Wednesday 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the country's first National Youth Poet Laureate, who won widespread praise at President Biden's inauguration, will recite another poem before Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay, Florida. The Super Bowl will be played on February 7th. The famed Doomsday Clock will remain the same as it did in 2020. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists revealed the latest setting of the clock Wednesday, announcing it remained at 100 seconds to midnight. First used in 1947 to visualize how close the world was to nuclear destruction, the clock represents how close humanity could be coming to a global catastrophe. President and CEO of the Bulletin, Rachel Bronson, explained the role that COVID-19 played in keeping the clock at its closest setting since it was first unveiled.
The pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and the international organizations are unprepared to manage complex and dangerous challenges like those of nuclear weapons and climate change, which currently pose existential threats to humanity, or the other dangers, including more virulent pandemics and next generation warfare, that could threaten civilization in the near future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As of February 2019, the Doomsday Clock is located in the lobby of the Bulletin offices at the University of Chicago in Chicago, Illinois. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.